This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Dunwood, D-U-N-W-O-O-D, first name Jaontra, J-A-O-N-T-R-A, date of birth March 24, 1971, date of evaluation June 13, 2022, the chief complaint 51-year-old female who is seen in follow-up, the HBI. As noted, the patient is a 51-year-old female with history of hypertension who initially presented for evaluation in September of 2020, period. She had previously been followed by Dr. Kimberly Hicks. However, we had subsequently assumed a care period. In May of 2021, she was found to have an abnormal mammogram for which she underwent diagnostic mammography, period. She ultimately required left breast biopsy for bloody drainage, period. Biopsy was consistent with papilloma, period. Patient subsequently referred for further evaluation, but no additional pathology was noted. Since her last visit, she had been referred for colonoscopy. Our patient never went for colonoscopy. She reports most recently being involved in a motor vehicle accident in which she was struck from behind, period. She had subsequently noted left lower back pain radiating to the thigh, period. She further reported left arm pain radiating to the shoulder, period. The patient notes pain as being moderately severe, period. The past medical history include hypertension, next number sinus bradycardia, next number papilloma left breast, i.e. sclerosing intraductal papilloma, the past surgical history is spinal surgery, next number left knee surgery, history of fracture, next number endometrial CA. Her medications, amlodipine/olmesartan, 10/40 milligrams 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams 1 PO daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 PO daily, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died of myocardial infarction, a sister died of breast cancer, brother with colon cancer, multiple family members with high blood pressure. The review of systems, constitutional, she has had night sweats, skin unremarkable, nose, she has sneezing and sinus problems, neck, pain and stiffness, secondary to a motor vehicle accident having occurred 2 weeks earlier. musculoskeletal, knee pain, psychiatric, difficulty sleeping due to pain in lower back, remained out the review of systems is unremarkable, physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 139/92, pulse 73, respiratory rate 16, height 67 inches, weight 165 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. Lab work, ECG, demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 67 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable. Impression 1. Hypertension, better control, but elevation of diastolic blood pressure noted. Next number, history of sclerosing intraductal papilloma, left breast. Next number, family history of colon cancer. Next number, low back pain. Next number, status post motor vehicle accident. Next number, neck pain. The plan, she once again needs to be referred for colonoscopy, continue current medications, obtain lab work to include CBC, Chem20, urinalysis, DASH, hemoglobin A1C, FIT test. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.